Fawziha al-Ghifari is in her late 30s and lives in the central Gaza Strip town of Nusayrat. She is back home now, 4 weeks after receiving a new round of treatment for thyroid cancer in nearby Egypt, where she must go every 6 months for follow-up and medication. Because of travel restrictions on Gaza residents, she must leave her 3 kids behind every time she goes to Cairo for therapy. And while Al-Ghifari's treatment only takes 1 to 2 weeks, the trips themselves can take months. That's because the Rafah crossing terminal, the sole outlet to the outside world for Gaza's 1.9 million residents, is completely closed for prolonged periods of time.
When the thyroxine runs out of my body after about 3 weeks, I reach a point of being unable to even stand on my feet. At this point, I'm forced to stay in bed or be admitted to the local hospital of Al-Aqsa to receive vitamins that could help a little. Every 6 months, I have to go back to the same Cairo hospital for a PET scan so doctors can decide the right dose for me.
On her most recent trip, Al-Ghifari was stranded in Cairo for 3 months, cleared by her doctors to return home, but unable to get back into Gaza, while the Rafah crossing terminal remained closed.
The most heartbreaking moment for me was when Mother's Day came around and I was stranded in Cairo. My kids took photos of some gifts for me and sent them through Viber. Right after I returned from Cairo, they put all their gifts on the table and celebrated a late Mother's Day with me.
During these medication-related trips to Cairo, Falastine Al-Ghifari, a 22-year-old university graduate, takes care of Fawzia's 3 kids, who range in age from 5 to 10 years old. Falastine is the niece of Fawzia's husband.
In general, the children are very tense. Shadi, for example, can be very stubborn. Once we boiled some corn and Shadi insisted that he wanted the largest piece of corn while his 2 other sisters insisted on the same. Their grandmother and I tried to cool them down by promising that next time they could take turns having the largest piece. Yet it was in vain as they were not convinced. They are still little kids.
Some patients are able to get medical care in the West Bank and the occupied East Jerusalem. But since 1994, the Palestinian Authority has been forced to refer many critically ill patients from the West Bank and Gaza to hospitals inside Israel, Jordan, and Egypt. Healthcare services in the Gaza Strip suffer from chronic shortages of specialized medications and lack equipment for high-tech imagery tests like PET scans or MRIs. Ashraf Al-Qidra is a spokesperson for the Gaza-based health ministry.
The shortages prevent 30% of Gaza patients from receiving proper, complete medical service. The Ministry of Health has acquired some vital equipment at Gaza's hospitals, mainly CT and MRI scans. We managed to get 3 machines, which are located in the Shifa, European Gaza, and the Indonesian hospitals.
But barring very minor treatments, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and tumor removal surgeries are unavailable within the coastal territory. Fawzia Al-Ghifari's husband, Abdul Razak, accompanies her on her medical visits to Cairo when he can, and says each trip can become extremely expensive. The costs include hotels, food, and transport. Like many working-age men in Gaza's battered economy, Abdul Razak is unemployed. Fawzia's own monthly salary as a Palestinian Authority employee is modest. And when he can't go with her, Abdul Razak says it's very stressful.
This is really a burden. On the one hand, you should take care of your children, giving them the needed care. On the other hand, you should keep in constant contact with your patient who is out of town. And thus, your burden becomes triple. For example, when she comes back to Gaza, and while on the road from Cairo, I feel very worried that she might get harmed if a violent clash occurs. On her road back to Gaza, telecommunications happen to cut off.
The Palestinian Authority has recently laid the foundation for a specialized cancer treatment hospital in the West Bank city of Ramallah. to meet the medical needs of cancer patients from the occupied Palestinian territories, including Gaza. But Fawzia Al-Ghifari can't bet her life waiting for the hospital to open any time in the near future. Rami Al-Mighari, Afasaran, Gaza.